Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 4, 2023. Spiritual poverty. Question: how can we come to the feeling of real spiritual poverty through some material flaws so that it feels the same as our ego feels the flaws in this world? Answer: practically one has nothing to do with the other. I can have everything I want and at the same time feel absolutely penniless. And vice versa, I can be the poorest, but feel like a king. Question: and how does spiritual poverty feel? Answer: the way we evaluate it, that is how it feels. Question: how does one come to it? Answer: this requires only communication with friends. Then you will evaluate your states through the common connection between you. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 26, 2023. According to the sorrow, so is the reward. Questions about spiritual work, 2. Question: all suffering is from the desire to receive. But when we are in bestowal, is it a gift from the Creator? Answer: yes. Question: you said that we can choose either the path of suffering or the path of love. But it often happens that one does everything to walk the path of love, and still receives suffering. Why? Answer: we know this from our lives. First, we receive suffering, and then in suffering, we reveal love. One cannot be without the other. Question: if a person does not feel suffering and obstacles in his work, does this mean that he is not in spiritual work at all? Answer: yes. There is no moving forward without resistance. Question: there are times when I force myself to go to a lesson, to a meeting, or to a group. Does it harm the group? Answer: on the contrary, it helps both the group and you very much. Question: can we say that suffering comes from the Creator in order to strengthen the quality of the connection between us and to unite us even more? Answer: of course. How else can He wake you up if not by suffering? An egoist can only be awakened by suffering. Question: how is the Kli, vessel, built? Is it built above my desire? Or can I work with the desire of a friend and help him build a Kli? Answer: both are good. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 25, 2023. According to the sorrow, so is the reward. Inadequate people. All people on earth are divided into numerous different stages of attainment, development, and sensations. First of all, they are divided into five parts according to the basic principles of creation, which is divided into five levels. Each level into another five, and another five, and so on. This division occurs based on the intensity of desire and the possibility of its attainment, meaning in the heart, desire, and mind. Question: it is believed that 20% of people on earth are practically inadequate, with deviations from the norm. What is their role in the overall process? Answer: they are carriers of information and, in turn, also participants in the general process, including even those people who are completely disconnected from the world, from life. They were born, let's say, autistic or with other mental impairments that cannot be cured, and they are practically withdrawn into themselves, unresponsive to us. But we must understand that we have no right to destroy them as it was done in ancient Greece, Nazi Germany, or India, where there was a law concerning widows who were burned along with their deceased husbands. These people, regardless of their form of existence, ultimately serve as a buffer for all the problems of human society. Our problems are as if loaded unto them, and they carry with them certain information about humanity, being next to us. That is why we have no right to treat them badly but, on the contrary, we must treat them with compassion and help them to the best of our ability. They carry a part of the human load, and even more, the heavy part. Question: but it is like a suspended layer of information? How can we interact with it? Answer: It is impossible to discuss these matters with people who do not see the whole nature from inside. They do not understand their own participation in nature, and especially those who are sick from our point of view. Only when you see the true picture of creation do you begin to understand their role, that there is nothing in nature that is created in vain, and there is nothing bad in it. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Crazy People, August 20th, 2011. Are the real Kabbalists in our world? Question: if Kabbalists work on a completely different plane, in bestowal, can it be that they really do not understand each other? Do you not have anyone to work with? Answer: why not? I can work with whoever wants to. But if you are talking about Kabbalists, I do not see them. I do not see a person in our world who manifests himself as the one who is attaining the upper world. Question: can a Kabbalist feel another Kabbalist at a distance? Answer: he can. But I do not feel there is one. Question: do you mean that there are no more Kabbalists besides you? Answer: I do not know. What does it matter if they exist or not? Where do they manifest themselves? Maybe they exist. They are sitting somewhere secretly, each in his own place, and carrying out some corrections in the world through their souls with their desires and motives. This is quite possible because we are all included in one single system, in one soul. And everyone who works in it in a positive way illuminates it positively. But I really do not see a person in our world who would attain the upper world and manifest himself as moving this world toward correction. If there was such a person, I would definitely come to him. Once I received an offer from Berg to work together to promote the idea of mutual guarantee in Israel, which we started. We answered him very simply that, unfortunately, we do not see any possibility of joint movement. How can one go together with those who sell red threads or holy water? This is shamanism. He may have thousands of followers, but these are mystics who look for some special powers in our world, meditate, and so on. This is not Kabbalah. I do not even know how to name it. A person invents for himself some kind of a world for the lack of real attainment. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Kabbalists do not exist. August 20th, 2011. Adjust your focus. Comment: in principle, you always talk about one formula that can correct humanity. My response: what if there is nothing else besides it? What if there is nothing more than 10 Sephirot? I am only talking about how to connect them correctly, discover the entire universe inside you, and finally understand that everything you see happening outside is an illusion. I am talking about a single world inside of you, so you can see it by reversing your focus. When you change focus, you suddenly begin to understand that you saw just an internal reflection in front of you, nothing else. Suddenly your eyes open and you see a completely different world. This is what we must come to. To a world in which there is no life and death, no physical movement. These are all our inner sensations that create such an illusory volume in us. I want to gradually bring you to this understanding so as not to confuse you. After all, you can say, so he is a mystic, not of this world, he is spinning in some of his dimensions. Therefore, I do not talk about many things. I am explaining at the same base nature does, and today it obliges us to move forward. I am helping you understand the evolution that you are obliged to make today, either in a good way or in a bad way if you do not obey. Question: if I am not close in my feelings to the topic you are talking about, what then? Answer: then Daddy will give you a good smack with his belt. You will feel a little pain, and you will start to listen to what Mr. Leitman told you. You will suddenly remember what Kabbalah says: maybe I can somehow soften these blows, or at least receive fewer of them. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. You're repeating the same thing. August 13th, 2011. Spiritual photographs. Question. You told us how your teacher Abesh used to open Shamati on any page and begin to read a paragraph. By doing this he was as if manifesting his connection with the Creator. Does it mean that this is already given to a person, one just needs to engage in this process? Answer, suppose I look at photographs and they evoke some memories, feelings, and knowledge. I am in some world, and therefore, when I look at a photograph from this world, it immediately puts me in a certain state. I imagine what this photo evokes in me, and it brings back all sorts of memories. How does this happen in spirituality? It is according to absolutely the same method. I have a huge number of spiritual photos. If you talk about something, then I immediately enter this system. You kind of remind me of it, tune me up. You say, remember, we were once there in that place? Yes, I remember. So, you should know this and that. And I imagine what you are talking about, I am in this state. There is no time in spirituality. I move from state to state according to my desires with internal informational genes. From CapTVs I got a call. Connecting to the Creator August 24, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what are the modern-day equivalents of Egypt, Pharaoh and Moses described in the Passover story? There is an increasing understanding that we can no longer live our lives the way that we do, that is, that our consumerist culture of overproducing and overconsuming is destroying our planet, robbing it of its resources, and which ultimately leads us to destruction. More and more people see no point in bringing more children into such a world where they end up suffering most of their lives. Today, it has become commonplace to work 10 to 12 hours a day, and to endure long traffic jams before and after work. It seems foolish and even unreal, as if we have been placed into some game and we do not know what we are doing in this game, that someone somewhere is pressing on a controller that moves us around. That is how our ego plays with us. Our innate desire is one that wishes to enjoy for personal benefit alone, and it makes us picture all kinds of pleasures that we can receive for running the rat race that so many of us do. Yet, since any pleasure we receive fades away, we remain feeling empty and wanting, and we never achieve any kind of complete fulfillment. On the contrary, the more we run around trying to fulfill ourselves, the worse we end up feeling. We would thus be wise to stop for a moment and to think hard about what we are doing with our lives. In the Passover story, Pharaoh is the king of Egypt who tries to hold the people of Israel in slavery. In the 21st century, Pharaoh is this very egoistic force that rules over us, which makes us each consider how we can live our lives in separation from each other, for personal benefit alone, and which holds us back from positive human connection and the discovery of a true harmonious, peaceful and purposeful life. Pharaoh describes this egoistic force in us that obliges us to try and enjoy ourselves, but which ultimately leads us to destroy our own lives, the lives of others, and also the still, vegetative and animal levels of nature, all in the name of our personal enjoyment. However, like there is the great ruling ego, the Pharaoh in us, there is also a small desire called Moses. Moses appears as a certain force or thought that tells us that we are heading in a wrong direction, that we are indeed under Pharaoh's rule, the rule of our egoistic desires, but it is detrimental to us, and we need to find a way to get out of this egoistic mode of wishing solely to benefit ourselves at the expense of others and nature. Based on the video, what are the modern versions of Egypt, Pharaoh and Moses of Passover? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.